Britain is in the grip of another reality TV show, Celebrity Big Brother. 10 people are locked in a house together. Their every move is being caught on camera. Among the celebrities on this show, Member of Parliament and anti-war activist George Galloway. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports, Galloway's role has twisted more than a few knickers in London.
At 9 o'clock last Thursday night, millions of British viewers tuned in to see the Right Honourable Member of Parliament for Bethnal Green and Bow down on his hands and knees being stroked by a fellow contestant.
Now, would you like me to be the cat?
Yes, please. Pushy, 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 pushy. It's okay, it's okay. Don't be frightened. Come on, good kid cat.
Just another ordinary day in the Big Brother house, where the housemates are ordered to do all kinds of strange things. George Galloway is a well-known figure in the British political scene, especially for his opposition to the war in Iraq. That led to his expulsion from the ruling Labour Party, which supported the war. He's also known in the US for his combative performance before a Senate committee, denying allegations he profited from oil dealings with Saddam Hussein.
Senator, I am not now, nor have I ever been, an oil trader. And neither has anyone on my behalf. Now, I know that standards have slipped over the last few years in Washington, but for a lawyer, you're remarkably cavalier with any idea of justice. I'm here today, but last week, you already found me guilty.
So what on earth is Galloway, the political animal, doing on Big Brother? On his website, Galloway says he's doing it firstly for Palestine. He's donating some of his fee to a Palestinian charity. And secondly, he says he's doing it for the audience, what he calls the millions of politically untouched in Britain. The trouble is, there doesn't seem to be much space on the programme for political discussion.
He says he's not a transvestite or a drag queen. He's adamant that he's not.
Yeah, he insists on that. You're right, actually.
He does insist on that.
That's not our George they're talking about, but fellow housemate, surgically enhanced cross-dressing 80s pop star Pete Burns. Celebrity is a relative concept in Britain. With only a few real global A-listers, Celebrity Big Brother has assembled a largely C-list cast, including a disgraced TV host, a woman who had an affair with the England soccer coach, and a singer called Maggot. American interest is provided by former NBA star Dennis Rodman and the scantily clad Tracy Bingham, formerly of Baywatch. Some people are saying to Galloway, good on you, George, for not being afraid to get stuck into popular culture. Labour Party MP Dennis McShane isn't one of them.
George Galloway is letting down Parliament, letting down politics, letting down democracy, and above all, letting down himself. Many of the people who have been backing him, especially the Muslim community, will be horrified because they have a sense of repugnance of these sort of Hollywood soft porn sleaze shows, and I think he will destroy what reputation he's got.
Galloway's East London constituency of Bethnal Green and Bow is made up of many Muslim immigrants from Bangladesh and Pakistan. Galloway won the seat in last year's general election with his newly formed Respect Party, largely on the back of his opposition to the Iraq War. Some leading religious figures have criticised his participation in Big Brother, and some residents have formed a group to call for him to get back to Parliament, including this shop owner named Zahid.
It's not good. He's the MP, you know, he have to work only in the Parliament, you know. You know, he's not supposed to work in television.
But others say, what's the problem? Zahid's friend Ahmed says Galloway's opposition to the war in Iraq is more important to him.
I saw the TV program, but he's some comment is very true. For example, Blair and Bush and Iraq war.
How popular Galloway is with the fans of the Big Brother house will soon become clear as the public votes over coming days for who to evict. How much damage he's done himself in the vote for the other, more important house, the House of Commons, that is, will not be known until the next general election. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.